Well, thank you for joining us today on the podcast. We're going to continue talking about the counsel, the advice, the encouragement and instructions that we're given, not only by Jesus, but also by the apostles, particularly Paul and Peter, as to how we can be best prepared for the final battle. The final battle we're talking about in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 7, where Satan has been loosed, and he is going to launch one final great assault upon the people of God, both Jew and Gentile. And how can we prepare for that time? And we've looked at this over the last several weeks, and I would encourage you, if you have the time, to go back and listen through these, or you can go to our YouTube channel, Mount Pisgah Church, and you, it's all one word, and you can find the message in its original time when I was preaching it back about a month or so or two ago, and listen to it in its entirety, and you can find us there. Are you prepared for the final battle is the title of the message. So we want to look and see, what does Paul tell us? We know what Jesus has told us as we looked at that over the last couple of podcasts. The counsel he gives us about not being led astray or deceived, about being prepared for persecution, about being aware, being alert, staying alert, to stop doing some things, not looking for an escape when things get very, very difficult and dark, not to be discouraged or afraid. And we talked about that yesterday, but even more so, the issue of prayer and how we are to be praying constantly that we may have the strength to escape all the things that will happen. Paul picks up on the themes that Jesus has laid out before us, his counsel, and sort of repeats it just in a little bit of a different way. One of the things he does is in 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11. Listen to what he says to the church at Thessalonica. Now concerning the times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. The seasons, sometimes that means the Moedim, the feasts of the Lord, Passover, Pentecost, you know, all of the spring feasts, the fall feasts. But he says, you have no, you know, need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord, which is that final battle, comes like a thief in the night. When they are saying shalom and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them, like a woman having birth pains in the womb. There's no way they will escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the dark, so that the day, not a day, but the day, might overtake you like a thief. This is why there is no secret rapture. Sorry. The day will not overtake you like a thief, for you all are sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night or of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us remain on the alert and be sober-minded. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober-minded, putting on the breastplate of faithfulness and love and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not destine us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. He died for us so that we might, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as you, in fact, are doing. A couple of things that he states here are things that Jesus, we've read, already stated. He wants them to be awake, and he wants them to be alert. He wants them to be aware of what's going on. Keep a serious, self-controlled mind. Exercise faithfulness and love. Breastplate, he talks about a faithfulness and love. And keep that hope of salvation, the hope of deliverance, as a helmet to protect your thoughts, to protect your mind, because your thoughts and your mind will be greatly assaulted during the time of hardship. And then he goes on, and in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 3, he says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, concerning the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and our gathering together to him. This is being caught up. This is when he returns and we meet him in the air. He says, don't, you know, concerning these two things, because they had questions about these. He said, don't be shaken out of your mind or disturbed either by a spirit or a word or a letter, as if through us or from us, as though the day of the Lord has come already. Let no one deceive you in any way, for the day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one destined to be destroyed. Paul says, look, Jesus is not coming back. He's not returning. That final conflict, that final battle is not going to happen until two specific things have happened. The rebellion, the apostasy, the falling away, and the man of lawlessness, the anti-Messiah, is revealed. Jesus isn't coming back until then. There's no secret rapture before all of those things. But Paul is, again, encouraging them not to be deceived, not to be tricked, not to be led astray and believe a lie. Because again, the potential for that is real. It exists. And it can come, Paul said, could come from a spirit, demonic spirit. It could come from a word, somebody saying, teaching, or even through somebody's writings. You know, it's whatever. Paul is saying, look, don't be deceived. You know, you're aware of what I've told you before about all that time, how it will unfold, what it will look like, and how you are to prepare yourselves accordingly. And then as Paul wrote to his son in the faith, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 3:1-7, Paul says, but understand this, that in the last days, difficult, perilous, hard times will come. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, hard-hearted, unforgiving, backbiting, without self-control, brutal, hating what is good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to an outward form of godliness but denying its power. Avoid these people, for among these are those who slip into households and deceive weak women, weighed down with sins, led away by various desires, always learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. One of the things that Paul says to the believers here is, look, these are the characteristics of the people of the last days, of the time before the return of Messiah. Here's the thing. Don't let yourself get pulled in and pulled down by these things. Know it. You're aware of what's going to happen. You're aware of what it's going to look like. Don't get caught up in it. Avoid it. Paul specifically says to avoid these kinds of people, not to give yourself to being around such individuals. For, you know, obviously you want to reach out to them with the love of Christ, but there is a sense in which, you know, you can't stick your finger, you know, briefly, however briefly it is, in sewage and expect to just reach back up and eat with it. You're going to wash. You're going to be clean. You're going to be defiled. The whole idea there is, again, not an attitude of I'm better than you, separatism, or any of those kinds of things. I think the thing that Paul is saying is you have to guard your heart. These are the characteristics of the people of that day. And if you're not careful, you can slip into being pulled down. So don't let yourself get pulled down. Be aware of it. Be on guard against it. Be alert. Know that there's deception is possible. Be awake and be alert and stay true to the truth that you've received from me, basically Paul is saying, concerning the gospel and the return of the Messiah. So what Paul's really doing is he's following the counsel of Jesus, just in a little bit of a different way, kind of a different angle, but still encouraging the same kind of response from God's people. Well, tomorrow when we get back together, we're going to wrap this up and we're going to look at the encouragement that Peter gives us concerning this final battle. May the grace, the peace, the joy, and the love of our great and mighty God be yours today in fullest measure. Thanks for joining us.